السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're starting recording. عالم الغيب, the knowing, or the one who knows, the one who knows is better. The one who knows, the one who knows the seen and the unseen. So how many worlds do we have? We have two worlds, the seen world and the unseen world. The unseen world is the world of angels, Malaika, and Allah. And also al-jinn, it's unseen. Okay? These are the worlds that are unseen to us. We can't see them. Okay? Alam al-shahada is, alam al-shahada is the world of the seen world. So this paper is in which? Alam al-ghayb or alam al-shahada? Alam al-shahada. Okay. This, how about this light? Is it alam al-ghayb or alam al-shahada? Al-shahada. How about Angel Jibreel? Alam al-ghayb or alam al-shahada? Alam al-ghayb. Does this have today date on the top? Okay, Allah is from alam al-ghayb or alam al-shahada? Alam al-ghayb. Okay? So we have two worlds, alam al-ghayb and alam al-shahada. You might think that how come we can't see alam al-ghayb? You know, just like imagine why can't see alam al-ghayb? In order to understand that, let me give you an example. This is page number one. Let me give you an example. You know about 2D, the people who live in 2D? Do you know anything about the people who live in 2D? What do we mean by the people who live in 2D?
The second dimension.
The two dimensions. Now, think about me. The people who live in two dimensions will live in a space or surface?
Space.
No. They will live in a plane. Like this board, for example. This board would be for, huh? For the people who live in 2D, right? Okay. So, they will look like what? Let's say they look like this. Let's say you look like this. Pay attention to this. They look like this. Okay. This is in plane or out of plane? In plane. The plane of the what? Board. Those people can't see outside of their the nose, the eyes. Those people can't see outside of this plane. So to them, we are invisible. To them, we are what? Invisible, right? Why are we invisible to them? Because we live in the what? In 3D, we live in what? 3D. But they live in what? 2D. Okay. So, if I put my hand like this in the plane where they live, what do they see from my hand? Huh?
The shadow.
The what? The handprint, right? That's all what they see. If I put my thumb like this, what do they see?
The thumbprint.
The thumbprint. Okay. So, a guy will look like this in the 2D. Now, the room will look like what in 2D?
Flat, a square.
Square or rectangle, right? This is a room. And this is the door. Okay? All right? Let's say this guy, let's call him Gilbert. Gilbert wants to enter his room. Okay? So, Gilbert is going to come into the room and then he closes the door. He closes the door. Right? When he closes the door, when Gilbert comes and closes the door, can you see Gilbert? Can you see Gilbert? Huh? Can he see you?
No.
No. You see? The door is closed, right? You assume he's alone, the door is closed. But you still can see him from the third dimension. You got this? You understand this? Okay. So now, if I bring my thumb and put it here, Gilbert will see what?
Thumbprint.
So, the door is closed. I put my thumb like this. He gets scared. Ya Allah, where did this come from? The door is closed. Right? You understand? You see that? And when I remove my thumb, oh my God, it disappeared. It disappeared. Where did it go? You see what I'm saying? So those are the two dimensions, people. Just imagine, apply this to us. We live in 3D, right? You think this room is closed? No. It is open from the 4D and 5D dimensions. There are dimensions. Allah does not create only 3D. Allah himself is infinite D. And he created things for 2D, for 3D. You know what I'm saying? For 2D, for 3D, for 5D. But alam al-shahada is 3D. So, alam al-shahada is 3D. Just this one. Throw Gilbert. Now, if you call your mom on your cell phone and the door is closed, right? Does she still receive the call? How come the door is closed? Not Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is the internet. Huh? Microwave is coming out of the what? Phone. It goes through walls, right? It goes through walls and roofs and everything, right? So whenever, that's an example of how, this is an example of how things penetrate through walls. The shaitan is made of waves of fire. Shaitan is made of waves of fire. And the angels are made of waves of light. So they can go through the walls just like the what? Cell phone signal. Right? You see? So that's another example of accessing you in 3D without you seeing anything. Because we can't see in this microwave sort of thing. So that just gives you an example of how the shaitan and the angels can penetrate all walls. Or they can, like if they are here and they want to go out, they just go to third dimensions and go in. Do you understand that? Okay, electricity is not considered from alam al-ghaib. I'm sorry, signal. Cell phone signal is not considered from alam al-ghaib. It's considered from alam what? Al-shahada. Why? Because we can't feel them. Right? We can feel them. We can hear them. When they come to anything that you can hear is audio. You have how many senses?
Five.
Anything that you can recognize using your five senses is going to be what? Alam al-shahada. Anything that you cannot is alam al-ghayb. Now, we know shaitan and jinn. They sometimes, according to the Prophet, what he said, they sometimes come into our 3D existence. In order for the jinn to come into 3D existence, they have to downcast themselves. You know what I'm saying? They just like when you put your finger here like this. In order for me to go into 2D, I have to downcast myself into 2D so that I can go and fully be seen here. So the shaitan And the angels can go through the walls in a similar way. Okay? The shaitan and jinn can downcast themselves into 3D and live with us. Can they? According to the Prophet ﷺ, yes, they can. They can cast themselves into cats, dogs, I don't know. The most I hear is cats and dogs. You know, I haven't verified this by myself. I've never seen a shaitan dog or a jinn dog or a jinn cat. It's just like, I'm just saying what the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ has taught us. Because when it comes to these things, alam al-ghayb does not make sense. Alam al-ghayb what? Does not make any sense to us. Why? See? So, alam al-ghayb, we have to depend on the Prophet and the Quran. Why? Because these are the only two sources that tells us about alam al-ghayb. If the Quran didn't tell us that there are angels, would we know that by ourselves? If the Quran didn't tell us that there is jinn, do we know this ourselves? If the Quran doesn't say us about the shaitans, do we, or devils, do we know this by ourselves? So whenever it comes to alam al-ghayb, I need to do what to learn about it? Go to Quran and the Prophets, the Sunnah. You got it? The Prophet teachings or the Prophet sayings. You understand that? You can't bring it using your thinking and your logic because it's way beyond your logic. Like, if I wasn't told that there's God, I wouldn't know that. And many people deny God because they can't see God. So they say, if there's somebody up there, let him what? Scratch my back. That's what the expression is. Hey, Agadi, if there is somebody up there, let this person or let this God scratch my back. It's itchy. You know, they just make fun of somebody who say, I believe in God and God is in heaven. Right? Okay. So the shaitan has to downcast himself into 3D, just like I have to downcast myself into 2D to live in this world. However, there is a rule that applies to the shaitan. If the shaitan will cast himself into 3D, then the laws of nature will apply to him. You understand? Now, the laws of nature don't apply to the shaitan, right? Because he doesn't live in 3D, right? But if the shaitan will make himself, cast himself down into 3D, then he's going to be subject to the laws of nature of 3D. You know what the laws of nature are? Laws of nature? You know, like gravity, like light reflection, like you can't fly. These are all, you have to age, you know. These are laws of nature, right? Can you change them? No. The sun coming from the east and setting, and the sunset is from the west. These are laws of nature. Can you change them? No. So, the shaitan right now, he's not subject to the laws of nature. He's not subject to the laws of nature. So he can fly in his, whatever, is he in 4D or 5D? I have no clue. But I would assume that the shaitan is in 4D. For example, he has to downcast himself. Downcast himself into 2D. I'm sorry, 3D. But here's the condition. If the shaitan will cast, or the jinn will cast themselves into 3D, the laws of nature of 3D will apply to them. Like, for example, if the shaitan casts himself into a dog and somebody shoots that dog in the head, the shaitan or the jinn will die. Why? Because by casting himself down into 3D, he's taking the risk of being subjected to the 3D laws of nature. If the laws of nature, if I shoot somebody in the head, this person will die. That's a law of nature, right? So this law applies to him. And the reason Allah made it that way so that they don't drive us crazy. Like, for example, the shaitan will cast himself into a cat and then will fly. Or a cow and then fly. It will drive you crazy, right? This is why Allah made him subject to the same laws of nature. Okay? Another example. The shaitan and the jinn can cast themselves to be birds, right? They can fly. Why? Because they are birds. You got it? So they, again, subject to the laws of nature of the 3D. Now, go ahead.
Can we downcast ourselves into 2D?
We don't have that ability. We don't. And anything, the only thing is that you get thumbprints or whatever prints you get from 2D. Shaitan has the ability to downcast himself according to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teaching of Islam is, jinn and shaitan. I have not experienced that myself at all. I just learned that from Quran and the teaching, the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you should not take it any further than that. Okay? Now, you know how many heavens we have?
Seven
heavens. The first heaven is ruled by the laws of nature, right? The first heaven that we live in, the universe. I'm sorry. Now, what if what about the second heaven? And if we're living in 3D, then the second heaven will probably be what? 4D? Right? 4D? How many planes do we have in 3D? How many planes do we have in 3D? Infinite. This is a plane, this is a plane, this is a plane, this is a plane, right? In 2D, there are so many planes, right? In 3D, it's just like a straight line. How many points the straight line has? Huh? Infinity. Infinite number of points. They add up together to make what? To make a straight line. Same thing. How many planes do I need to... How many planes do I need? Can I have in 3D? Infinite number of planes. This is one. This is two. This is three. This is four. This is five. This is six. This is seven. A lot of planes, right? So 3D, same thing. How many 3Ds that can exist in 4D universe? So think of it that the sixth heaven, people who live in heaven number six, they see us, okay, as a point, as a coin in the desert. That's how they see us. Basically, they see us as like you seeing here, this is just a simple line. Okay, and this is dots. So there is infinite 3D inside 4D. And there is infinite 4D into 5D. Okay? So think of it that way, that every heaven has its own D. Think of it that way. It's not exactly like that, but I want you just to be open-minded towards the word of the unseen and word of seen. So this whole thing is to open your mind. So that when I tell you there is a shaitan that goes through the wall, you know. Cell phone signals go through the walls. How about shaitan? Shaitan is made of fire waves. Malaika is done of light waves. They can go through waves. They can go through anything. Malaika are live. So the in 2D and all these in 3D and 4D and 4D and 5D and so forth. So the 2D folks, the 4D folks, will see the 3D folks as a coin in the desert. It means infinity. You got it? You understand? The 4D people will see the 3D people as point, as a coin in the desert. Like small, what I mean is that very, very tiny small. And the people in 5D will see the people in 5 and 4D as tiny, little, small. And the people in 6D will see the people in 5D. Oh, we did that. 7D will as what? Fine, you know, little thing. Now, do we all understand and appreciate now Alam al-Ghayb? They don't teach Alam al-Ghayb in the Western culture. In the West culture, they teach you that what you see is what you get. Wizwig. You know Wizwig? Do you know about the word Wizwig or expression Wizwig? What you see is what you get. Wizwig is what you see is what you get. So it means that they don't believe in anything in the world of the unseen. The world of the unseen to them is crap. They don't believe into it. Especially atheists. They just don't believe in the world of the unseen. They say we only believe in below the sky and above the earth. So they say we believe into whatever above the sky and below the earth. Below the earth are the dead people, right? So they said we don't believe that people who are dead are being punished or rewarded. And we don't believe that people above the sky exist, which is Allah, his angels. You know what I'm saying? Well, they mean by this, they mean Allah and the angels. So they see we only believe in whatever by between the earth and the sky. Nothing above and nothing under. We say no. We believe that people live in graves, okay? They don't live by the 3D. They don't live by their body, you know? Do you know that when you live into your mother's womb, what was the universe to you?
Nothing.
What was your mother's womb, right? That was the universe to you. When you're born, what is the universe to you? It's this humongous universe. This humongous universe relative to the womb's mother is what?
Nothing.
It's like infinity. It's like infinite to zero. You got it? When you die, see the sequence here. When you die, you go to a bigger universe. A bigger universe. Okay? Do you understand what I mean by go to a bigger universe? In other words, the universe of existence when you're alive, relative to the universe of existence when you die, is like the womb to the 3D. So, the womb to 3D is 3D to life, to death. You got it? You got what I'm saying here? So, it's like when you're born into death, when you're born into the world, you have this humongous universe. Relative to the mother's womb is so small. It's so big, so large. When you're born into death, okay, the space you will be living in, okay, will be relative to just like 3D relative to the mother's womb. So it would be, when you're born, it's tight. When you're inside your mother's womb, when you're created, it's tight. Then it's 3D bigger. Then it's way much bigger when you die. Way so much bigger when you die. When you die, only 3D of your existence is done, which is the body. You know what I'm saying? Only the 3D existence will remain. I'm sorry, will be gone. Just like what? Think of it this way. Humans are made of what? Body and soul or spirit. Body and soul. The secret of life is the body or the soul?
Soul.
Because you can make, chemically, you can make a duplicate to a human being, but there will be no, or you can create a duplicate to a cell, but you can't give life to it.
They're using 3D printers to make organs.
Yeah, but you can't give life to it. You can't give life to something dead. Okay, even if it's like looks like a living human, just like when we die, we're just living humans, perfectly living humans. When then we die, okay. So yeah, we made of body and soul. Let me take a picture. Now, do you believe in the world of the unseen?
Yeah.
Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
Is it logical?
Yeah.
Okay. I took pictures of this one. So, whenever you finish, you can go there. And you can raise the screen. Okay, so we're made of body and soul. Human body and soul. Body and soul. Similar to car and the driver of the car. The body is similar to the car. The soul is similar to the what? The body of the car. If you want to move the car, you, the soul, remember? The body and soul are like what? Huh? Car and
driver.
Car and driver. Can your soul move you forward? Yes, how? Your soul will instruct your brain to do whatever it takes for you to move forward, right? If you want to jump, can you? Yes, how? The brain will instruct the muscles to make you jump. If you want to turn, think of it. The soul is like the car driving your body. You know, sometimes people play, you know? It's just like a body. The body is... Okay, the body is your materialistic existence. That's called the body. The soul is your spirit. People ask about the soul. Ask Prophet Muhammad about the soul to ask Allah about the soul. Allah replied, said, the soul is from the my business. And you have given so many, you are limited in knowledge. The soul is from my business, or the nature of the soul is my business, and you are given a very limited knowledge. Because if I tell you, where is your soul? Where is your soul? Huh? Okay, if we weigh a person before death and after death, would they lose weight?
No.
No. Why? Because the soul doesn't weigh, right? You go. The soul, when the soul is leaving the body, do you see it?
No.
When somebody's dying and the soul is leaving, do you see it?
No.
Okay? So the soul is a secret. We don't know this secret yet. Maybe later on, and I think later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us live and understand the world of the unseen. We will live and understand the world of the unseen and see it and be able to see it. Because right now, Allah is limiting your senses into how many?
Five
senses. Okay? Five senses. So, Allah is limiting your senses into five senses. Anything that you can realize using five senses is seen. Okay? But anything outside of that is unseen. Okay? So the soul is seen or unseen?
Unseen.
Unseen. Do we know what is it? No. In the Day of Judgment, Allah might make us see our souls in the Day of Judgment. Might. I'm not sure if He will or not. He might make us see our souls in the Day of Judgment. But definitely you'll be able to see Allah, and definitely you'll be able to see the angels. That's for sure. That's definite, because we know from the Quran that Allah will talk to everybody. The Prophet said, Allah will talk to everybody. Allah will have a conference with everybody, all of them at the same. Then Prophet said, you and Allah will be like you and the moon. It will be similar to you and the moon. You focus all your attention to Allah, okay? And Allah is paying attention to you, giving you the attention that you need, okay? At the same time, he's doing that for everybody. All the people are getting the attention of Allah, okay, at the same time. Isn't that amazing? This is one of the wonders of Allah. How could he be multitasking? Infinitely multitasking. You know the computer, the supercomputer, it used to feed little computers.
It did.
Yeah. So you can't work on, you didn't have, in the old days, you didn't have PCs. It's all supercomputer. And then it would pay attention to 50 users. How? It circulates over there. It circulates the signal. And gives attention to everyone. You will feel just like you are the only one on the system. Everybody will feel the same, right? But anyway, so you will be able to see the world of the unseen when you die. Okay. So the car is, huh? The body or the soul? And the driver is the soul. And the brain is the interface. The brain is the what?
Interface.
So if you, your soul wants to jump, it will go where? To the brain. And ask the brain to what?
To jump. In a car, it'll go to the gas.
You know, they were able to understand some little stuff about the eye or some sciences about the eye. Until now, they can't understand how this image becomes realization. You understand? So the camera can take a picture, right? But it doesn't have realization. It doesn't. It's not like us. We have a realization. Realization means what? Feel things like feel, you know? That person don't have realization, right? Because their body is dead. Okay. When the body, when you die, the body goes where? Which is the car, goes to where? To the junkyard, right? And the soul, huh? Lives forever. The soul lives forever.
Find something else. Find another body.
No. At the life of death, life after death, okay, until the day of judgment, you will only have your soul, not in anybody. Okay? Now, some people don't understand the punishment of the grave. I'll give you an example to make you understand the life in the grave. Some people say, you know, and one of them I heard him saying, okay, this is the dead guy in the box, and there are flowers and perfume around him, around this person. Where is the punishment in the grave? How would you answer this? Okay, the answer is simple. When you look at somebody who's having a nightmare, okay, what do you see there? You see that someone is what? Sleeping on the bed and snoring, right? Sleeping and snoring. This is your realization of this person. But the person himself is feeling what? Does he feel that he's sleeping and snoring? He experienced a nightmare. To the person, he feels a nightmare. To you, you're awake. Okay? So, nightmares are sort of similar to the punishment of the grave. But they are going to be, the punishment of the grave are going to feel like real. So when the Prophet ﷺ says that the bad guys will get a hammer hit on their head and they will sink to the seventh earth and bounce back to the surface of the earth. This is not happening physically. This is happening like a nightmare. You understand? And it will feel exactly How much pain you get if I hit you with the hammer, I drive you all the way to the middle, to the core of the earth, and then bounce back. How much pain you feel now if I do this to you? A lot. It is the same pain you would feel in the grave. It would feel like it's happening, truly happening. But, okay? But to us, 3D guys, we're not seeing it. Right? Why? Because it's having a nightmare. So, you could be sleeping, but being tortured by nightmare. Do I see that? No. I see you sleeping what? Peacefully on your pillow and your mattress and pillow, right? But the reality is that you... Huh? The reality is that you are suffering from the nightmare. You got it? Okay. So the body will be thrown into the junkyard, which is the whatever the graveyard, which is the car. The soul is going to go to Allah. How about sweet dreams? Sweet dreams. Okay. If you're having a sweet dream and I am looking at you, do I feel or see you're having a sweet dream?
No.
Then how about you? What do you feel? You're feeling the joy. And this joy would feel like exactly like it's real. So when I say Allah will open a door for you to garden, for example, okay, it will feel exactly like if I have opened a door to you to go to the garden. It will feel exactly the same. So things are matter of perception. There is nothing called that perception of people are different. You perceive something. It's like, how do you know that this is gray? How about you? Do you say, what color is this?
Gray.
Huh? Gray. Okay. But this is gray from your perspective. And this is gray from your perspective. You're seeing it gray. How about you? Seeing it gray. Do you remember that dress that was put on the internet and they said what the color?
Oh yeah, the blue and gold.
Yeah? Similar. Things are like similar to perception. Things are like that. So your perception is you're going to Jannah. Okay. There is an example that I experienced myself when I had pain in my back and I was going into a surgery. My back was hurting so much, but they gave me a shot which made me happy. It didn't decrease the pain. The pain is still the same, but it changed my perception of the pain. The drug made me feel happy, even though I was in pain. Okay? So whatever, what matters is what you feel. What matters is what you what? Feel. Not what others see. So if you are in the grave experiencing Jannah and the doors are open for you, it will be exactly, it will feel exactly like if I do this to you now. So now you understand the punishment of the grave. You know what happens to the people who don't pray in the grave? There's a snake, a long snake, whose length is about 70 feet. Okay. It will wrap itself on you and crush your bones and crush you so hard. And then it will release you. So when you're released, you go back to normal. And then you get squished. Now, this pain is like a nightmare, okay? That feels like if you are alive and a snake did this to you. It feels exactly the same. Exactly the same. Like if you're dead, okay? And like you're alive and the snake is squishing you. You know the questions of the two angels?
Yeah.
And every time they get a wrong answer, they what? They have a hammer and what? Hit you hard, you go down all to the bottom, all to the middle of the earth, and you bounce back. It feels exactly like if it happens to you in reality. You understand that? And most of the, like the Prophet ﷺ said, the people who do number one. The people who do number one, which is urine.
They don't wash it.
And they don't clean, they don't wait until the drop. You know, you have to wait after you finish. You have to wait about 1 minute. Okay? For what? For the drop, the last drop to come out. And then you wash yourself. You understand? So you don't expect that you wash yourself right away and it's working. No. You need to wait for the drop, the last drop. You wait for a minute. The Prophet said those who don't wait for a last drop, they will receive a punishment in the grave, not in hellfire. The last thing I want to tell you is that if I punish somebody in this life, I am punishing the body. And the soul will feel the pain because the soul is connected to the body. What if I want... what if I want the soul not to feel the pain? I want to pull out the soul from the body. We give what? Anesthesia, right? Do you feel pain? No, why not? Because the body and the soul, the interface, which is the brain, is what? Is numbed. You got it? The brain is numb. So if I want to punish you in this life, I can punish your body. I cannot punish your soul. Soul will feel the pain just through the brain. But I cannot punish the soul. In the grave, the body is gone. So the punishment in the grave will be on the what? Body or soul?
Soul.
How about in the day of judgment in hell? The punishment is going to be on both. Body and soul. Both body and soul are punished. Not only the soul, not only the body. Alright? Okay.